אוקיי, בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, תסכול שנים רבות. So, the Ramak in Tomei Devorah was speaking about something that was of paramount importance, which is the a person he spoke about to an extreme also that a person has to act with extreme humility. Now, that might sound nice, but how do you do that? Says the Ramak, these are very famous words. Vani matzati trufa le'argil ha'adam atzmo bidvarim elu me'at me'at, which means I have found a medication to help somebody gradually break into anava. Efshar she'itrape ba'mecholi ha'gaava ve'ikanes b'sha'arei anava. This medicine that I'm about to offer, it will help a person work his way out of the affliction of arrogance and start working his way into anava. How does that work? So he says like this. V'utachboshet ha'asa mishlosha samim. Tachboshet is like a dressing, like a dressing of a wound. He says, this is a dressing, this is a bandage that is covered with three potent medications. And what is it? Ha'alef, parishon. Shiergil atzmo liot boreach ma'akavod kol mashu. What's with the air raid siren for?
Cat stuck in the
freezer. They do it until they respond. Oh, Bemet? Yeah. The house
is gone or don't it? The house is gone. Not even a cat probably stuck in
the freezer. So, I know they have it at 12 o'clock also. That's Minhag HaMakom.
Really?
Yeah. Minhag HaMakom. Chok velo ya'avot. So, when I just came back from Eretz Yisrael, we moved from Yerushalayim to Great Neck. And we were there, unfortunately, during Tzipot, the first time we heard it. It's very scary. That siren sounds like an air raid. So my wife freaked out. Anyway, but so number one, how does a person heal himself from ga'ava? Shiergil atzmo liot boreach ma'akavod kol ma shiyuchal. Always run away. Flee from kavod as much as possible. Shimitnaheg shiyechabedu b'nei adam yitlamed bahem al tzad ha'ga'ava. Which means, you know what's the biggest? Ga'ava feeds ga'ava. Which means, ga'ava is addictive. You can't stop. If a person becomes accustomed to ga'ava, to getting kavod, to getting, you know, all sorts of honor and respect from people, and he likes it, and he, you know, gets used to it, it's very, very difficult to break that. Therefore, he says, before you even get there, or even if you already got there, the Rambam speaks about two midot in Ilchot Deot that a person has to go me'akatzeh la'katzeh, from one side to another. What are they? Ga'ava and ka'as, which actually go hand in hand. They're really the same midah. So a person has to run away completely, says not to get accustomed, i.e. hooked on or, you know, addicted to kavod. Hashnia. Number two, what does he say? Shiergil machashavto lirot bebizyono. A person should accustom himself to looking, to focusing on his own shame. What does that mean? V'yomar. Im heyot shebnei adam enam yud'im et griyoti, ma li mize? V'chi ani makir be'atzmi she'ani nivze bekach bekach, im be'ayder ha'idia v'chulshat ha'yicholet u'bizyon ha'ma'achal v'ha'perush ha'yotze mimen v'chayotze ad asher yeh nivze be'enav nim'as. Even if people do give you kavod, okay? People give you kavod. What do you think? Even if people don't know where a person's lacking, or what things a person does, a person should tell himself, okay, people might not know. You think Hashem doesn't know? You think I don't know? Everybody knows. Everybody knows where they're holding. Everybody knows his own avonot. And even if a person, let's say, doesn't have avonot, let's say he's tzaddik yisod olam, and you know his avirot are very few and far between. Nevertheless, he says, look at me. The Gemara says, you just have to look at your body and see how lowly we are. Ochlim v'shotim kabehima, right? We have all sorts of human functions that are animalistic in nature. So even if a person doesn't have avonot to speak of, halevai, right? Halevai, the only animalistic things that a person can find about himself are eating and drinking and using the restroom and stuff like that. But even if that was the case, person knows how lowly he really is. So even if people get kavod, don't get taken for a ride. The kavod is worthless. We know that we're all worthless. So he says, Hashlishi. Number three is what? Shiachshov al avonotav tamid A person should constantly have his avonot in mind, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "V'chatati negdi tamid." Even though the Gemara says Masechet Shabbat, "Kol ha'omer David chata, eino ela to'e." Nevertheless, David HaMelech himself held himself accountable for what he did, and until the day he died, every single day he had his chataim opposite him, and he was constantly being chozer b'tshuva. A person should realize those avonot. A person should take responsibility for them, because the first part of the teshuvah process and the first part of the anava process is taking responsibility. A person doesn't take responsibility, first of all, that's immature. Second of all, a person can never be chozer b'tshuvah and never acquire real anava unless he takes responsibility for those actions. And responsibility means, Hashem, I'm willing to pay the price for them. There's a price. We know that in this world, there's sechar ba'onish. There's a price for everything. There's reward and there's punishment. Sechar ba'onish? Punishment. Sechar, reward, onish is punishment. So he says, V'yomar, mahim ha'isurim ha'yoter tovim sheba'olem sholei atridunim me'avodat Hashem. A person knows he has avonot, and a person knows that he needs to be cleaned. We spoke about it earlier, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, b'chvodo ve'atzmo, who is rochitz, the person? Hashem doesn't send malachim or whatever. Hashem cleanses us himself. And what kind of things, what kind of, we need yisurim, we need suffering. So a person should pray, although we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'al tevi'en dechet, v'lo ninsayon, v'lo devzeon, right? A person should always pray not to get yisurim, but you know deep down that in order to cleanse the avonot, a person needs to get suffering. So it says the Ramak, a person should think to himself, what kind of suffering should a person ask for that won't stop me from doing avodat Hashem? En chaviv bekulam me'elu sheivazuhu v'charefuhu v'gadefuhu. There are no greater yisurim than for a person to be insulted and cursed and demeaned and disparaged. Why? What does it cost you? It doesn't cost you money. It doesn't cost you health. It doesn't cost you anything. And guess what? Afterwards, let's say a person insults you and he embarrasses you. Can you daven afterwards? Yeah. Can you learn? Yeah. Can you put on tefillin? Yeah. Can you imagine if the suffering was chalila illness, or if the suffering was chalila financial? Then these things impede a person from avodat Hashem. Halevai says, if Hashem sends yisurim already, let them be things that don't detract from avodat Hashem. So he says, Shari lo yimna'u mimenu kocho ve'ono v'cholayim, ve'lo yimna'u achilato malbusho ve'oni, poverty. It's very hard to serve Hashem when a person's poor. It's very hard to serve Hashem when a person's sick. Ve'lo yimna'u chaya v'chaye banav b'mita, chas v'shalom, nobody loses their life, not his own life, not his children. Im ken mamash yachpot bahim. A person should look forward to bizyonot. A person should look forward to getting shamed. Kind of like waiting for it. Like if it, not to like, okay, you know, shame me. But like waiting for it, that if it happens, he won't take it so hard. V'yomar belibo, mali lit'anot, leistagef besakim, uvmalkuyot, amachlishim kochim, ma'avodat Hashem. You know, big mekubalim, that when they wanted to get forms of kaparat amonot, they would do all sorts of sigufim. Everybody knows, right? They would do taniot and all sorts of, you know, gilgule sheleg and all things that bring suffering. Not everybody's on that level. He says, what do I have to go to such extents for? What do I have to hurt myself? What do I have to cause myself to physically suffer for? V'ani lokeach otam biyadi. He says, yoter tov istagef bebizayon b'nei adam v'chirpatam li. It's better for people to shame me, to belittle me. V'lo yasur kochi v'lo yachalesh. I won't get any weaker. I'll be able to serve Hashem like I did before. Perfect. And those things, that is the epitome of kaparat avonot. We all know different situations of tzaddikim asking for brachot from people, specifically during times when they got ashamed. When they get ashamed, they say, give me a bracha. Why? Because that's a moment when a person gets ashamed and he doesn't answer back. That's a big condition. If you answer back and you make a fight out of it, as ma'asino. Yeah. So you have to wait for a situation where a person gets insulted and he doesn't answer back. There's many, many such sipurei tzaddikim that people ask for, or even simple people asking for brachot for children, for health and whatever. Don't answer back. Don't answer back. Give me a bracha. And those brachot work, because they're coming from a pure place. They're coming from a place that this person was just zochei to mechilat avonot. And therefore, he says like this, v'lo yasir kochi v'lo yechalesh, u'bazeh, k'sheyavo ha'elbonot alav, smach bahim, ואדרבה, יחפוץ בהם, ויעשה משלוש עצמים אלו תחבושת לליבו, ויתלמד בזה כל ימיו. He says, use these three medications for anava. What were they? Run away from kavod. Look at your own bizayon and be and think of your avonot and be happy when bizayonot come onto you. That is a sure-proof way. This is a way to become proficient in midat anava, which is the most important midah when it comes to avodat Hashem. Rabotai, have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bezat Hashem.
A question before we end.
Yes, Ariel.
In regards to hopefully I'll be able to make it more in the coming days, but in regards to this generation where a lot of more people are a lot more lighthearted whenever they take insults like in the modern
sense. What do you
mean
lighthearted? Like wimpy?
As in whenever they get insulted, they take it to heart and they think on it for days and upon days. Like maybe during the time of so does this midah still apply in the modern sense? Because let's say if you insult someone this day, it could destroy them. Like there's still verbal abuse, basically.
Well, no. It doesn't mean that we should be. It's like, you know, I go over to Ryan and it's, you know, I start insulting him and shaming him. Why? Because ani mavi alav. Yeah, I'm doing zechuyot for him, right? He's shesh zechuyot. No, ma pitom. There's still nisur of onat dvarim bevadai. Words can kill a person. Aval mikol makom when they come upon a person. The Ba'alei HaMusar say, this is the way a person should be mityaches, because it's merika, it's mamash. It helps a person for kaparat avonot. Evanta? Kol tov rabotai. Yom tov, atzlacha rabah.